Begin the current daf and says in my current daf chav dal. Begin on the basic. Begin the case and ask the beginning of the gemara. B'sholoyim he says av b'she'ech d'shtei nashim. Actually, the baby can be buried even one man and two women. Why? So Tosfos explains mefurish m'sach the kedushin on peyim and peyz. Avgav dei n'she'ech m'sach d'shtei nashim. Although we know technically the halacha generally is that one man cannot be secluded with two women, and here they are alone in the cemetery. Shazad ve'lus the tree d'shori. But at the time of mourning, where people are perturbed and preoccupied, then it would be permitted. We're not concerned for anything inappropriate. We don't say on the child the blessing of the morning. He explains specifically the mind. We're talking about where it wasn't born full term. If we're born full term, then actually we would make. Now says Tais Miu, I feel the mind b'kol lechadashim. Says no. Even if the baby was born full term, you're right. Then we wouldn't say it's a nafil and it wasn't 30 days that. That although we would mourn over the child, we still wouldn't be so stringent to be in pain and mourning over that baby. We find shortly we find more the older the child is, the more we're stringent regarding the other. It's not a contradiction. You could even say where it's Mari Karla Chadashim, and still that wouldn't say Birchas Lababel, because although we're mourning, but it still does not require the greater honor of Birchas Lababel. The blessing of the mourner and the consoling of the mourner, that we console him with words, as we do by Yeshiva. Now, Leil Pesh B'Kunjus, and Nomad Al-Farashi had said, or the Girsis Ha'avel, that if he's come to change garments that was washed before the mourning happened, to wear garments which already laundered, because the cloak is a garment, which if the gear says Shimon or Rashi, Hoyamata, Rashi permitted, but God regarding garment that washed before, and here also the gear says Ha'avol, that just that we said that Ha'avol is forbidden to have kvisa laundry, it means he's not allowed to wash the garments during the days of a mourning, but to switch garments that were already pre-washed before the Avelis, actually that would be permitted. No, but Taisa, however, Taisa explains, no, in Bala Hachlev, he's coming to switch, means Lubash Begad Mashain Machabas, means to wear garments that were not laundered. Kichal Kumalbash, meaning, we're given the love shayul lahachlav b'lei kibus, because that was very normal for them to switch into garments which were not laundered. And Rabbi Yitzchak Zekinu Sevekach Sotim, Rabbi Yitzchak my elder, also holds a nalada switch in the days of mourning a garment that was washed even before the days of the mourning started. Now, actually, Al Pidush Rashi actually asks on Rashi's interpretation. The Ishar to begun Mishkibus Gavim Abayilah, is there be a lot of weird garments that were washed from before the days of mourning? Mistamach and Namis Levi, you could presume the same thing would be. Shari begun Hamugotim Kunavis, a lot of wear also garments that were pressed from before the veils. So if that's the case, Menayin Loi Lamal, how does the Gemara know previously that by Kedebi, as the Girsa is taking out the words Mana Berebel, and actually should say Verava, that Rava that went out in these red garments that he holds, and the Girsa says Kedebel Lozer Bem Shimon, that he says that, oh, the Isser of Gitz only white, and here was red. What type of proof is that? Maybe he would hold that Gitz also even these garments, but and not the Kedebel Lozer Bem Shimon. But this that they went in days of mourning, these garments, was because member Sheba, Makai, Mavela, Megatim, the person before the days of mourning that you allowed to go out with. So what's the raya? So it says, no, but what you can say is the Shara Hani Dafkin of the fact that it meant specifically these, the red, and so on, the Lechadosh Mavanim, and not white new ones. Obviously, the reason was for this, and not because it was pressed from before. Now, Omiyu, however, says, Tais, Zero Minigato, the custom now is Shemabisham Oisir Lodam Acher. What they do is that they have someone else wear it, a day or half a day. But in the kochi beged mechubis l'day, and for this person, it's not considered a prolonged garment, and that would already permit it, even if mechubis from before the veils would be aser, that would get rid of that problem. Then next test, the maskal tepegin with the gemara b'kibah, it says ben shan b'chulu, says it's either a year and his limbs are 2 years, or he's 2 years and his limbs are like a year, because the test explains why sagib because it's chadash. He holds that 12 months is not enough. Has to have some element of like a 2-year-old. Now, besef the smachis nira, and the gears takes out the word li, that nira the gersinon. And besef the smachis, the gears says ben gibel shalom yitz v'mita. A 3-year-old goes out in the mita. And there, Rebbe Kiva, the gears says oimer. He says, who ben sholish v'vav k'ben shtayim? That if he's 3 and his limbs are like 2, or who ben shtayim v'vav k'ben sholish, or he's 2 and his limbs are like 3, then yitz v'mita goes in the mita. B'chula etc. Pirish. The liboy gibel shalom. According to that gears, he's saying actually a leniency. That or chumrah, or you don't need 3 years. It's even less. Whereas in our Gersa, he needs more. Now, Tis says, if the baby dies on day 30, So place in Perigish Bukhar, the Gemara rules in Bukhariz of Mimtesa Manav, the Shlesh Miyam Ba'adam ain't a Nephil. If the human being made it past 30 days, it's not considered a Nephil, which means something that's not going to survive as a human being. Now, regarding day 30, regarding the laws of mourning, it's like the day beforehand, meaning you don't mourn because it's like it didn't pass 30 days yet. But or actually the Girsa is, same thing we could presume is regarding in the covered. In other words, that it goes out b'chek in the bosom, like that who died within 30 days, even though it's on day 30 itself. Next, this master, to begin with the Gemara, the Reloza Amr Rabbeishi. Well, they were upset. Why are you saying it like your own teaching? This is all based on Reloza Rav Shimon, which is this halacha of Tashlumin. So he says, why are we bringing Reloza Rabbeishi? Why don't we say the Braisa, Reloza Minyakim? The Mavik Tashlumin, he brings the halacha of Tashlumin, which is Ezel Chag Shadar Kaidu B'Kaitzer. What's a Yom Tov that you're both Kaire and Kaitzer? How can you do Malacha? Avam is a Chag Shavuos, refers to Shavuos, which, yeah, because the 6 days of Tashlumin is you do Malacha, but it's still considered as the Yom Tov. So to Rish Lakish Amma, he says it's called Chag HaKatzer. Ezel Chag Shadar Kaidu B'Kaitzer. Which Yom Tov are you celebrating and doing harvesting at the same time? So you can't do Malacha and Yom Tov. Avam is a test. So that we know it from a Bright, so why are they bringing Malacha Rabbeishia? What you can say is the Leidin comes to Yaman. Yeah, but from that source, we wouldn't know how many days. It just says that you could be doing malacha when you're celebrating Shavuos. Ilav Nirvayishia, that he says it's exactly this of comparing it to Pesach, which is 7 days. Kedisha Perik in Darshan, like the Gemara Chagig David Zayin Beis says the same idea, but you needed him for that idea. Now Eli Kash Batei says what's difficult is like this. Menole that says Rigam Mazman Hazeh, but where do we say that Shavuos like Yom Tov, like the other Yom Tov in today's times? Like the Shlomen. But there is no Tashlumin anymore. That's actually one opinion mentioned on Mishnah. Now, Menhida must be Nacham Ashma, although, but the Mishnah sounds like this. Midi coming from the fact that it says, Kurigam, that Shavuos is like Yom Tovim. Mashma, Gamri, it sounds like totally that even Bizman is there, but Mihi Gutmanale. But that's the question. How does the town of Mishnah know that Sarah says like Kurigam, even Bizman is there, when there's no Tashlumin, and there's only one day? Yishlumin tells you what you can say is like this. Kim that says Chad Yema, because since ultimately Shavuos is one day. And when Nefesh became a Pesach was so curious, but much based on English, Kaim and Teshlumen. And still we consider like Pesach was so curious, at least when the Vesemich was around regarding Teshlumen. So Chashnam le did not. So for us, it's also going to be considered correct. The Pesach was so curious, even as one as a. Now, Miu, however, but it shouldn't be Mikipur. Mashmit sounds like, the Leis Filu Huachi, the Rabbi Chashiri Kishavi Yam, sounds like they wouldn't consider it like to be 7 days, because Mendelei Noket El Ateres, they only pick Shuas. And therefore, the less like during Libra Pabba the Besamach, they don't know during Libra Pabba that the Gemara shortly caused the army that they have a little shame of Grim Yeshim Kiyeshman to the Golem. That is, they're like Yom Tov. Because the Ilam Hubim Akam Pesach Masukas, that it's always like Pesach Masukas. Obviously, this opinion would hold no, it's only regarding Shavuos, which at least at one point had Tashlom. Now, Ikrim Tezer Rab. Tezer Rab asks, Ma on the Tzrichim Shay Rishonah Kishabiyam, why do we need Rishonah to be like a lower according to those who hold that's like 7 days? Well, Abachi Nam Mutla Gleichim Gibrim anyway. You'd be able to take a haircut every Yom Kippur. Why? Because Avo Kaves Meisa Yishmani Yom Kippur Yom Kippur. You already buried the dead. If it was Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's already 8 days before Yom Kippur. The Batlam and Gzer Shleishim. We know when the Yom Tov, like Yom Kippur comes, even if it's not like 7 days, but already it stops the Gzer Shleishim because it's like one day of the Shleishim already on day 8. But Tirutz and the answer is the Nafkimina. The ramification would be as follows: if you did not take a haircut every Yom Kippur. That then halacha is in the Megalech of Achim Kippurim that you would not be able to take it after Yom Kippurim because it was only opportunity beforehand. But now that we count Rosh Hashanah as 7 and Yom Kippurim as 7, but every Rosh Hashanah Kishav Yom Kippurim and you have every Rosh Hashanah which, since you had that one day beforehand, is also like 7, and by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim Kishav and between Rosh Hashanah Kippurim is 7, so that's already almost at 30. 7 times 4 is 28. But luckily, so therefore you could 2 days after Yom Kippurim. Take a haircut. That's only because you consider them as 7. But says Tosfos in early turns, I don't like this answer because the Kamelon and Kavashol, we rule like Kavashol, Damalel, that he said previously about your Tosfos base, Magalei Chacharek, you actually have to take a haircut, even though you didn't. So don't tell me the pshat is if you didn't take a haircut, that you wouldn't be able to. That's only according to one man, the Mulholai Kavashol that holds you could. El Yesh Lepash, rather, says Tosfos, you could explain the Nafka Lamina, the ramification would be Lein Shmur Chayka. Here, a tiding already, it was already 30 days since the passing, you just heard about it. The Chashvin Le Shmur Chayka. That what we consider as a Shmur Chayka Bahanishna Yom Achi Yom Kippurim with those 2 days after Yom Kippurim, meaning me, someone that didn't know that someone died 1 day before Rosh Hashanah and heard about it before the 2 days after Yom Kippurim. So halacha would be that he would have to have the 7 days of Avelis like a Shmuel Kureva. Because according to him, we don't say Yom Kippurim was Balam and Gezeirah Shleishim. Because, but if he hears about it after these 2 days, then it's like he hears about it after 30 days, and that you would not have Avelis only but one moment like a Shmuel Rechaika. That's what the ramification would be. That's a big daichik. That's pushing it. That's not explicit anywhere. That it really you're going to consider Shmur Rechaika less than really a full 30 days. Because this we say one day for Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah that's like 14. That's someone already started Avelis, but someone never did it at all. For that we're going to consider it as if actual days had passed. So they says more than this, you could really say like this. Really, it's to consider after Rosh Hashanah as if it's the third week, because you already can have that as 2 weeks, because every Rosh Hashanah is seven and Rosh Hashanah is seven. That we said in the third week, you can sit in your place. It's for that it would be a nafkamina. But says Taisamiyu, in the Nirishim Kurzikal. The truth is, the whole question doesn't seem difficult at all. This that we say Shemayin Yom Kodem Regel, that if you had 8 days before the Yom to Batlam and the Gezeirah Shleishim Yom, that nullifies the Gezeirah 30 days. That's only if you actually did an Avelis of 7 days. But here he didn't really do an Avelis. Kim Yomechel only 1 day. Lo Yomim Kippurim to Batlam Shleishim. The whole question was based on what he needed for. Oh, Yom Kippurim to Batlam. So it's not true. Yom Kippurim would not be Batlam Shleishim because you didn't actually do any 7 days of Avelis. Meaning you say that each one of these is together in 7 days, and I'm wondering why the Rav himself didn't explain this key double zed pasuk, because it's obvious that you're saying that it's a total of these days as saying that they're the actual days. Says that's only when you actually do it, but you can't say that it would be if you do 1 day that it should actually be as if you did the shivarit. Now, but some of Pirish Kein Yizeharab. The truth is that shortly the Rav himself says like this. Says Yomech Lefnechag B'chag B'Shminishaloi. Regarding that, Allah the Gemara says 1 day before Sukkot and Sukkot and Shminitzer. So you can chav avim. That's 21 days. So he says, only in such a case did we say that Shemina Tzeres would make it in 21 days. Let's say someone done on Sukkot itself, they never even started the Avelis before the Yom. We would not consider Shemina Tzeres as 7, it would be like 1 day regarding the Shleishim. But I don't know how to verify this according to the Halacha. But this Rav says, so you see from his own words, that Shemina Tzeres would not know about the Shleishim, because he didn't do any Avelis of actual 7 days. So same thing would be for Rosh Hashanah, that someone that did Avelis 1 day before Rosh Hashanah, then you wouldn't be able to say that as if you did already an actual Shleishim, and therefore would not be Mevatel the Shleishim at all. That does qualify as a Pirish Ba'alach is Gedalis. He says, the Hashtag the Islam Trey Yemen, now that we actually have 2 days Yemta, because Tzveik at the Yemen, Yishachav Leishechav Yemta Berishim. If let's say someone passes away on the first day of Yom Tov, so Leinig Avel is not going to conduct himself with mourning. It must Yom Tov Sheni until after the second day of Yom Tov. Well, it's Yom Tov Sheni. Elamin Shiva. Now, at the same time, the second day of Yom Tov will count towards the Shiva, even though you're not really doing Avelis. Now, Bishach be Yom Tov Sheni, and if he passes away on the second day of Yom Tov, but who Yemenig Avelis? That day actually he'll actually conduct himself with Avelis, because the Kivin Yom Tov Sheni, the Rabbanan, since the second day of Yom Tov is only Rabbinic. Asavel Daraisa, the ammunition, the first day of Yom Tov, which is Daraisa, the Haba Minat Torah, which is biblical. I mean, the first day of Avelis is Minat Torah, because I mean, Zochim, like Moses, Zochim, like Kofim, and Bez. Umavatal, Yom Shein, Nirban, and therefore that will come and nullify the second day of Yom Tov, which only rabbinic. But Tez of Inuali, does that not seem to be correct to the Re? The Gemma in Nirnklaw is also not the custom at all. But Makam Akbashna, otherwise, I explained that no, we don't do the Avelis on the second day of Yom Tov, even though it's the first day of the Avelis, which is Daraisa. Next says Matzah beginning with the Gemara El Kreva. This halacha, the Sudas Abra, is this halacha. Like we said, the Kri is only the Kreva. Yishalmi brings about Kreva Marum Lisabel. It has to be relatives that are from the 7 close relatives that they're fit to do mourning. And so too regarding the Chacham dies, so we said everyone's his relatives, even Kreva that not fit to mourn. And Yerushalmi brings Kahad the Rabban, like we find by Rabban, the Machbim, that he passed away on the yomtiv. Lagom Rav Manna chazda. So Rav Manna did not make a hesped. So people said, oh, because it must have been that they hated each other before he passed away. Now, Amar, he said, to make sure people didn't think that that's the reason. He said, Basa me'ada, ne'abdele yekara. After the yomtiv, we're going to do honor for him. Then we'll do maspid. Now, the Askel Gemara concludes, Chacham Shemes HaKol Kareb, but Chacham dies, everyone's like his relatives. And Mapin Lab Elo Be'elo, and everyone participates in the Sudas Avra. Now, says Tosfos Nir L'Mikan Mashma, it seems to me that from here it sounds like Sheyesh Avra, B'lei Avelos, that you could have the Sudas Avra without mourning. And that's Kagoyim B'regel, like on the Yom Tov. In other words, that someone that was not dear at the time when the Chacham passed away, who did not do Avelos, but he's going to eat the Sudas Avra. Kaman Amar, later on the Gemara that says in Daf Chafeim Abayis, a fellow Rabbi Shlom Nechachma, even his teacher that taught him wisdom, in the Yeshua Lavei Yemecha, he only sits for one day, but he eats the Sudas Abra. So it says, to be honest, I wonder, Mekain Nistarach Abra L'Shmur Rechaikah, so you should require Abra for a distant Shmur, even if there's no Avelis but one moment, as we find by the Rav, But let me tell you about Rechiyah. But we don't find Rechiyah Shalas Labro that they may not brought him. El Kamal Labro, the Gemara said Nafchav and Beis. Why look Liachrei Beis Amerchad? Says take my vessels to have to be the Beis Amerchad. But why were they not doing it? So there's a Sabra. Says B'Shem Lein Habra the Hechmir B'Shem Kabel Chacham. Maybe the truth is you don't know. You're right. There's no Habra for like a Shmur Rechayka, like was the case by Rechiyah. But for the honor of a Chacham to show that they're mourning over him, even though they didn't do an Avelis of 7 days, but they're going to do the Habra. But that's only because of Kabel Chacham. But you're right. Generally, you don't need a Habra. If you're not having a full avelis.